That's all you need. All right.
Let's do a test.
No, one more test, sorry.
Testing 1, 2.
All right.
Testing.
Coming across?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there he is.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad we caught that.
Got the ice broke anyway, yes. So we're good now.
Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBN Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. And speaking of Tri-Counties, I have the representative, the sales manager, Brett Jackson with FS Tri-Counties with me today. Welcome, Brett.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure having you. Yeah, like I said, we were talking, Brett Jackson, what a nice name. You know, I thought you'd probably be a baseball player or something like that. I
mean, yeah.
You know, people would pay money to have a name like that.
Yeah. Well, it's been kind of interesting. Like I said, my parents almost 40 years ago had to make it difficult and give me one T rather than two because everybody spells my name wrong. But that's okay. I've gotten this far, so.
Yeah, no forgeries with you. Nope, that ain't my figure. I always go with one T, right?
Right, yeah.
So you grew up in the Tri-County, Medora?
Yeah. Kind of a southwestern Macoupin County guy there actually for a little bit. But my house was about 100 yards from the Jersey County line, so I'll consider that close enough. So.
Yeah, well, you were close to coming this way.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went to Medora, elementary school and then Southwestern High School and was big in, you know, FFA. Didn't really do any sports. I know you mentioned a baseball name, but yeah. I was more of a farm boy.
Yeah.
So I actually, whenever summer football camp started, I went to that for the first few days and Grandpa told me we had hay on the ground. He said, I'll have Grandma run you down there, but if I really could use some help. And I said, I'd rather be here in the hay field anyway. So
yeah. Heck yeah. That's, I mean, there's something you like being with Grandpa probably more than
really enjoy the farm work. Yeah. Come from a family, you know, background, my dad and uncle and actually my cousins there too. Still family farm operating today. And I try to get back there as much as I can and help out.
Well, you say you do some farming, don't you?
Yeah. My wife and I have we have a little bit of ground there. Try to do, I would call it almost a hobby farm. So I get to really be pretend farmer whenever I'm out with my dad and my uncle. So, but FS takes up a lot of time, so doesn't leave a lot of time available for that.
Well, before we start on FS, okay, you're married with children.
Yep.
What's your wife's name?
So my wife of a little over 15 years, Mindy.
Yes.
Mindy.
Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where'd you guys meet? Medora?
Yeah, actually we did. So we actually met each other, I guess it would probably been in third grade.
Oh my, love it.
And yeah, it was all the way through elementary school. See, we had split classes. It was one of the early days where the classrooms wasn't big enough, so they split us into two. And I always had her twin. She's a twin.
Oh, I'm
in
a twin.
My class. So you're a twin. I didn't
realize
that.
I got a twin sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, I always had her in my class, and then just being local small town kids there, never really talked too much until early high school.
Yeah.
And I was friends with her brother. And I got to going over to their house, and things kind of took off from there. So,
all right. So, I like asking this question once in a while. What was your first date like? Were you in high school?
We was, I think I would have been. I guess I would have been probably 15. She was 16, so she kind of aggravates me. She had to drive me around a little bit for a while. But we went to a movie here in Jerseyville with her brother and his girlfriend at the time, and we went out, and I don't even remember where we went to eat that night, but we had dinner and a movie, and
what was the movie?
I don't remember.
Oh my.
That was the year, I think that was in May of 2000, so We've been together a while.
Mindy's listening to this, and she's going, the movie was, and then she'll know, I guarantee.
I would almost bet you she doesn't even, but.
Oh, really? Okay. And you got a couple children?
Yep, we have two sons, be 13 and 9 at the time, but they're summer babies, so about to be 14 and 10. And my oldest, he's into hunting and anything outdoorsy, so. Yeah. He's actually working on the farm with my dad and my uncle this summer, and I told him to get out there and learn something. So,
yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Learn a lot of life skills on the farm. And,
heck yeah!
But he's into hunting and fishing and trap shooting and stuff like that. And my younger one, he's into building things and just he's kind of likes to keep to himself and stay busy. So. Yeah. Really proud of them. Really proud.
Good. Good. I'm sure you have a lot of fun with them. Do you guys go on trips or anything together in the summer? Do you
well,
get
we
a
try
to do that.
We try to. We try to get down to. We like going to Montauk State Park in Missouri.
Sure.
And trout fishing and like to go out riding side by sides with friends and just do whatever the day presents us with.
Good country living.
It is.
You can't beat it.
Yep.
You can't beat it. You know, that's what I like here at the station, WJBM. We do country music, and I don't know. I used to be kind of a rock and roll guy, but I really love country music. To me, it's...
As do I. Yeah.
It's a lot of stories in country.
If
you
just listen to the words, it's more than music.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you got a big job as FS Tri-County sales manager. Touch base a little bit. Tell me about all the locations and what you guys cover. I mean, you guys are, how many employees do you have?
Well, approximately somewhere around 100.
Yeah.
Pretty consistently 100. We have some part-time people that, come and go with the busy seasons. So, we work with the farmers. We work with the farmers' schedules. So typically when the farmers are busy, we're busy, applying mm-hmm. either products in the spring or the fall. And so we have a lot of part-time people that help us out, seasonal.
Yeah. Are those farmers or who helps you out?
Typically, a lot of them are guys that have retired from either Tri-County FS or another career. So we need a lot of truck drivers. I guess in this interview, I would mention if anybody has a CDL and wants to be a seasonal driver, as long as you're dependable in a CDL, we would entertain talking to you.
Sure. Well, that's a great job. That'd be good, especially if it's part-time, right?
And we work with, we try our best to work with retired hours. We don't ask you to work from daylight till dark,
Yeah.
If you can give us a 7 to 4, it sure helps out. So
fantastic. but your locations, I know you're here, got a big operation here in Jerseyville, but where else are you located?
Yeah. So, Jersey County is kind of a monster location because it is our one location in the county. And, I don't know how far it is north to south or east to west in Jersey County, but it's a long ways, from Jerseyville to Grafton or Grafton to Kane, you might say.
Sure.
But, yeah, we get into Greene County. We have 3 full-service agronomy locations in Greene County as well. So, Greenfield and Carrollton and Root House.
Yes.
So, we have really good coverage up there, fully staffed locations.
Okay, that's what I meant. Fully staffed up there.
Yep.
Got people going there every day, and somebody's running that operation, and you oversee them, and as far as their sales go.
So Greenfield and Carrollton both have a storefront, where we'll mm-hmm. sell, we sell oil and, some general limited farm supplies. We're not farm and home by no means, but we have some, household sprays or household chemistry and, like I said, oil and some filters and some batteries and this and that. So, and then Root House, that's actually where we have our rail anhydrous hub up there. So we bring a lot of our nitrogen product in for both seasons into that location, as well as, sell retail out of that location.
Okay. How about Do you have any other? It's just...
And Hardin.
And so, Hardin, yes.
So Calhoun, yep, hadn't got there yet. But Calhoun is also a single location. So it services, a big geography as well. So,
And you, I guess one thing, like, for example, any of those places I can go in and pick up stuff over the counter if I need it.
Yeah. So, actually, Hardin has a pretty extensive supply.
Really?
Anything from... just say from lawn care products, lawn care chemistry. Calhoun, I know, deals. Silas Owens is a guy to talk to over there. He's very knowledgeable in orchard chemistry and specialty crop stuff. Then you get to Jerseyville. We sell a lot of lawn care over-the-counter, products for maybe your DIY guys, that like to go out and spread fertilizer and spray their own lawn. Or, we have a full-service lawn care business that will come out and take care of it for you as well. Yeah. So and
Tom Lorschbach runs that.
Tom Lorschbach, and then there's a couple other sales guys that work underneath him. They cover a pretty big swath. So even getting into the Metro East, down in Edwardsville, Glen Carbon area, up into even I think we go as far north as Jacksonville. So like Tom can't do it all by himself. No. So.
I know you're kind of a crop, specialist, crop, would you call yourself
as far as? Yeah. So I actually, I began my career, I didn't get to it a while ago, but, began my career over at Medora FS, working there through college and done a couple internships and really got into the crop scouting piece, as I was working under a guy named Dave Phelps. Some of the listeners probably remember that name, but, he taught me quite a bit about chemistry and, taking care of crops, fertility and this and that. And then as I got my job with Tri-County, that's what I become as a crop specialist.
Okay.
And I worked in northern Greene County out of the Greenfield and Roothouse locations for somewhere around the 10-year mark, 10, 12 years, something like that, I guess. But so... I my focus would be on ag crops, taking care of crops, fertility and crop protection and this and that.
Hey, speaking of crops, what's the status of crops right now? Are they good, bad, ugly? I know it's probably all over the place, but
yeah.
Give me a little vision of what's going on.
Yeah. Well,
we're
a long ways from last year would be the best way to sum it up. Last year we got in, pretty much everybody was able to get in and get things done timely, in April or early May. And, the crops seemed to advance pretty fast. And this year we had some that were able to get in because of field conditions, mainly wet or this, that, but, some were able to get in an early April and get crops planted. And some weren't. So there's actually probably crops being planted today. And those are going to be, a long ways, a lot further to harvest than what the early ones were. So, yeah, I mean, generally speaking.
When you say crops, you're talking about corn and beans. Is there anything else or is just those two?
Mainly? So corn and soybeans would be, the primary two grown in the territory. There's a little bit of wheat. The wheat market typically is either farther south from here or quite a bit west of here. So we have people that grow some wheat for, maybe straw for their cattle or trying to get a double crop in. So like follow the wheat with beans or maybe they want to sow alfalfa in the fall. That gives them a good option. But then, our livestock growers have quite a bit of, alfalfa and grass crop hay too.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
This is kind of off the path a little bit, but I just noticed when I was south of here, not very far, I noticed cotton crops, and why is it? I mean, I thought that was kind of odd that they were even like within an hour distance or maybe it was an hour and a half, but what is it? Why is cotton, what's the deal with cotton? We don't see any here, of course, but I just wondered about that.
Well, That's a very good question that I'm not going to have a very detailed answer for.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure why the division with cotton is south versus up here. Maybe there's more money in corn. I mean,
probably. Maybe the ground is too good to be planting cotton in.
So, yeah, I mean, we in this area, and I mean, you know, up around Springfield, Bloomington, Champaign, even down into, you know, Northern Green, I'll say is probably some of the best soil in the world.
Yeah.
And I mean that truly. Yeah. It is some of the best soil in the world. And whenever it comes to producing corn, 6 foot of topsoil in places, black topsoil, it grows a heck of a corn crop.
Okay. That's the key, is how deep your topsoil is.
Well, for fertility and drainage and stuff, it just grows really good corn. And I mean, we're growing, some people are growing close to, you know, 280, 300 bushel corn. And I'm not sure that you can really do that anywhere else in the world. And wow. Do it consistently.
Yeah.
If Mother Nature leaves you alone.
Right. One thing that I'd like to ask you about, and we talked a little bit about this before we took off, is, you know, the barge industry. You know, people, if you drive along the river, you see the barges going up and down. And give a little bit of an explanation of what's going on, what we're seeing there. What's in the barges going north? What's in the barges going south? You know, the explanation.
Yeah, so a big part of what I do is the fertilizer side. So I take care of pricing and procurement on the fertilizer side. And whenever you take off those big corn crops, like I mentioned, you got to put something back. So, back in the ground. Right. And that's, you know, what we call fertilizers. You know, fertilizers go on about anything, lawns, you know, gardens, whatever, but we use them in high volume. So, you have three big nutrients that we need to replace in the ground whenever we take off a big crop, and that would be nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium. And a lot of what's coming up, we have to have a way to get that much volume into the Midwest. And that way, fortunately for us, is our river market.
Where does it come from?
We have fertilizers that come from as far away as, just say, Egypt, Morocco, you know, on the African continent.
That's crazy.
Comes across the big pond, and then it gets offloaded off of ocean vessels in the Gulf of Mexico.
And this is like in big tanks?
Big
or what?
Container ships. This is all dry matter.
Okay, dry matter. Mm-hmm. All right.
So this big container ships will offload with big conveyors onto smaller, what we consider barges, in the Gulf, and then they're pushed up the Mississippi River by towboats, and then most of them come to St. Louis for us. Okay. That's where the closest port would be, and we'll offload those and haul them into our warehouses, and that's where the Midwest's corn and soybean fertilizer comes from, is in those barges. And then the cool thing about it is, you know, those barges will offload fertilizer, and then they'll load back up with grain and take them back down the river. So it's a pretty efficient operation.
Yeah, it's a great combination, isn't it? I want to ask you, what would happen to the ground if you didn't put anything back with the fertilizers? What would eventually happen to all this ground?
Yeah, if
weeds?
We didn't, it would just significantly reduce the productivity of the land.
Okay.
I guess after, you know, if you said 100 years of no fertilizer or something, I suppose there'd come a point where you'd have little plants. You know, you plant a corn seed out there and it would come up and the weeds would overtake it because it wouldn't have the nutrients it needed to, you know, overcome the environment. So lack of nutrients, you know, it leads into plant health issues and disease. And just like us, you know, we have to have the nutrition that we need to stay alive. And
exactly. You know, we got to eat the right foods, don't we?
Yep.
You are what you eat, and I guess you are what you grow. I mean, you got to put the right stuff back in if you want to grow some good crops.
Yep.
Now, besides what we've talked about so far, FS Tri-County, what else do they have going? Because I know it's a big operation.
Well, a little bit of everything. We have multiple divisions, as most people know. You know, we sell liquid fuels and LP. We have the lawn care division, which is a fantastic opportunity. And then obviously our crops would be the crops division. So the fertility and crop protection products, and you know, we provide seed corn and seed beans and seed wheat and alfalfa and grass seed for all of our growers.
What's the advantage of going with you guys with seed? Because there's a lot of different seeds out there. What do you got that makes you a little? Why a farmer might want to go with you guys in seed?
Yeah, so we only sell proprietary brands or exclusive genetics. So the brands that we sell, you're not going to find, or, you know, especially in the DeKalb Asgrove brand, you're not going to find those genetics in any other bag. So they're exclusive genetics. You know, seed purity, you know, you get into other things. You can buy seed elsewhere, but, you know, we're centered around service, premium products, and customer satisfaction. So we're only going to handle the best.
Speaking of service, we talked a little bit earlier before the show, and you said customer service is your main job.
Yeah. About everything that we do, you know, centers around customer satisfaction, whether we're, you know, going out with a big John Deere sprayer and spraying a field. And, you know, if we wasn't able to clean up all the weeds, we got to go figure out how to go back and do it, because the customer's paying us they're paying us to take care of their land. And in a lot of cases, you know, they depend on our crop specialists. They go out there and they'll till it and plant it, and then they say, there it is, take care of it. And we are very thankful to have that opportunity, and fortunate that people put that much trust in us, and we don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
So
you take care of business.
Whatever needs to be done, we pretty much guarantee just about everything we do.
Yes. So if we haven't mentioned the Fast Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Fast Stop. I think it's a great thing. I mean, they're on County Road and June, right on the corner, right next to the big plant. You guys are all mm-hmm. part of it. Tell us about that place.
Yeah, well, anybody that's a little bit older probably remembers it as the old ice plant. So, you know, it used to have rail access there, and I guess I understand it used to be a bucket factory prior to being an ice plant.
I remember the bucket factory. That's how old I am.
Okay. Well, anyway, guarantee you it's the easiest gas station in town to get in and out of. You know, a big angle access, that's the way it was designed, for, you know, especially for larger truck traffic to come in off of June Street or County Road.
Yeah.
And just no hard turns, shoot right in there, you know.
Shoot in, shoot out.
High capacity diesel fuel pumps and bulk def right there where you need it. So.
And, you guys sell the few different types of fuel that's less money. You know,
you
got some good buys on the E15.
So we carry, try to carry ethanol based fuels and promote that. We live in corn country.
That's
so
right.
We want to support the corn industry where we can. And, you know, E15, that's a product that's become pretty popular here over the, you know, the last, you know, 5-10 years. And it's we typically are running at 15 cents a gallon cheaper.
Right.
You know, I think I remember Jim maybe talking about that a little bit, but yeah, there's no reason not to use it.
Yeah.
2001 and newer vehicles, anything will burn it just fine if it burns regular gasoline.
2001 and newer E15. Yep. And the E15 stands for
15% ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
15%. Yeah. So a lot of your fuels, a lot of your regular gasoline will contain at least some ethanol blends, but we, you know, try to get a little bit more ethanol and increase those volumes of corn, you know, to help the corn production.
So to put it simply, we live in a farming industry. Our industry is farming, all right? And if you want to support local farming, which is your industry, your home, why not use E15? Because you are helping out your neighbors, okay?
That's correct.
And if your neighbors do good, you do good. You know? We keep the money closer to here, you know? So
well,
it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
15% can add up over time when you think about it.
Yep. And we also carry the E85 gasoline, which that would be only for flex fuel vehicles. And that's a little bit more of a limited limited customer base. Those were really heavily produced, I think, from maybe 2008 or 9 time frame up into the mid-teens, and I think they've kind of fallen off a little bit now, and I'm not sure why.
Now, is E85 more?
That is less per gallon, but a higher concentration, less cost per gallon, but it's a higher concentration of ethanol.
Okay, higher concentration, right.
Yeah, and like I said, that's especially for flex fuel-specific vehicles. That can't just be burning anything.
Right, flex fuel. But, you know, I mean, if you do have a flex fuel, why drive to Godfrey? You can go, you know, I mean, you know, supposedly Godfrey has some cheaper fuel, but you can just keep it right in town, save that money, making that trip, save that time, and go to Fast Stop on the corner of June and County.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It makes a lot of sense.
Also, you can pick up a new battery. You can get your vehicle serviced, you know, oil change, tires.
Yeah.
Full selection of about any tire that you can think to order for.
And I was in there the other day, and that you got great tea, great coffee.
There you go.
You do have some good tea and some good coffee.
It is good. Yeah. Sometimes a little sweet for me, but that's just my
tea in the afternoon, coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, you know what's happened. We have run out of time. Craig is signaling to me. He's like, "Hey, Chris, time. Cut it off." You know,
it's flown by.
Do you have any last things you want to put in this interview?
Well, I mean, the main thing, you know, thanks to everybody who does business or is doing business or done business in the past with us. Like I said, we are a heavily focused customer satisfaction company, and you know, we plan to keep it that way.
Yes, sir.
We employ good people and try to run the, you know, have the best equipment and sell the best products, and that's our business model.
Yeah. Well, you guys run a heck of an operation, and we appreciate you. And you take care, and I know you probably got to get back to work now.
Yeah. I turned my phone off. I was worried about that. So,
all right, Brett, we'll see you around.
Thanks,
take
Chris.
Care.